Hi, I'm Charlotte, and welcome to Married Single Divorced. I'm here with my besties.
Hi, I'm Larissa, and I'm married.
And I'm Fern, happily divorced.
And by elimination, that makes me your single girl. We're bringing the group chat online and showing you behind the scenes of our very different lives.
We're confessing intimate thoughts, making jokes at our own expense, and proving life isn't all glossy Instagram feeds.
Our goal? To show the messy, funny, unfiltered side of marriage, motherhood, dating, and everything in between.
Coming up this week.
Now you look like some sort of Tudor man.
If you were seeing someone, would it make you do something about it?
My landing strip, yeah.
Where the fuck is everything? Like, what's going on? We're back, guys. Week five?
Week five.
Wow, can't believe we're still going.
And that people are still listening.
Thanks well, so they say. I just had a few messages on my way over here. Like, people are listening, loving the pod. Ask them what they want to know. Do we need to get into the weekly catch-up first?
So. Okay, let's have a catch-up first. Who's going? Larissa, have you had a good week?
I have, actually. A huge achievement for me this week was I made my son's third birthday cake.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, it was Rubble on the Double from Paw Patrol.
Describe it.
It was a naked iced cake, buttercream cake.
Sorry, naked iced.
Naked, sorry, it's like not decorated in any, like, I don't know, fondant. It was just basically buttercream.
Okay.
And then I'd done chocolate soil and I'd used his rubble digger with rubble in it to pretend he'd dug up the soil.
I mean, it
sounds a bit naff. It was actually really good.
We'll post a picture for people.
Oh, yeah. Me, Rubble on the Double.
Yeah.
And it was vegan to cover all the dietary bases.
Wow. How did it taste?
Pretty decent. Yeah. I mean, what I would say is I did eat it and then it triggered a terrible gallbladder attack. but everyone said it was delicious. So there you go. And he was really, really like touched.
Oh, that's lovely.
I felt like I'd finally, this is like the third year. I was like, I will make a cake. Never had the time to do it before. And now I was like, it's happening. And it happened.
My mum made a cake for me apparently once, like at nursery. I was 3 or 4. She made the cake. She's not a baker. She tried to like ice it and it could roll itself. It was so bad. She put it out for the birds and the birds wouldn't even eat it and called it Asda on the way to nursery apparently. So good on you for giving it a go. Thank and you. It being edible and everyone
yeah,
liked it.
There you go. And Charlotte, what's your catch up?
It's actually been my birthday this week, yeah. Which is nice. I'm not one to celebrate it massively.
So no great gifts?
Oh, got a new bed sheet. That's your life in your 30s. But perfectly timed, really, because I washed the sheets on the Sunday. It's my birthday on the Monday. And I was like, oh, it's getting very threadbare there. And like 2 days later, I turned over in the bed and it ripped. And I was like, oh, no worries. I'll get that new sheet in the washing on. So yeah, got a new sheet.
Wow. I'm just feeling like we have exciting lives.
I was going to say, this is border on vanilla, very vanilla.
Rock bottom. No, I mean, it was nice. I'm not a big birthday person. I think we talked about gifts in the past. It was a Monday. My sister with my niece and nephew came over. My mum had baked buns in the afternoon with
my
nephew.
Were they edible?
Yeah. I mean, they could have been better, but they were nice enough. Like one bun, a few candles, and that's it.
Oh, enough fuss was made over you that you felt
yeah,
a little bit special,
you know,
but not overwhelmed by.
Yeah, I didn't blow a candle out. Like the kids blew them out about 10 times, but that's fine.
Cute.
This is all bordering on very wholesome.
I know. How's your week been, Finn?
I had a little meltdown at work.
Okay.
Having a very innocent chat with my boss, shall we say? You have to have a bit of like a review. So we were undergoing this review and she just made a comment about me. And it was not meant in a bad way, but she basically said like, was saying how good I am at something, but that she understands I don't always necessarily believe in myself as much. Hence came the tears from me, like uncontrollable.
Okay.
Because of, you know, other stuff's going on and that it just struck a chord with me. So I got very emotional in work. Now, she then recommended to me and like put me to like HR to potentially get a bit of help. And actually, they sent me this number that work subscribed to. And yeah, I just rang this number like a few days later. And I basically got through to a counsellor and had this like hour counselling session on the phone.
And I guess that's your first experience of anything like that.
Yeah.
And how was it?
interesting, I think. I think it made me feel better. And I don't know whether it is just that, like, saying things out loud to someone that is totally impartial, doesn't know me. Like, there was a few awkward bits I felt where she was like, tell me three things that you love about yourself. And I was like, but you know what? I actually just stopped and tried to stop being awkward. And was like, no, like, I am proud of these, like, certain things or three qualities that you possess that you're like, that you're proud of. So, yeah, I gave her three qualities.
Did you say you were a calm breeze?
No, I said I'm loyal, which is what you guys described me as. Loyal.
Yeah.
I'm intelligent. I'll give myself that one.
Yeah, you are.
I can't remember what the third one was. I don't know if it, because it was in relation to my job, I basically said, like, I am good at it. Yeah. So I'd sort of, like, just said three positive things about myself. An interesting experience. It was weird in the fact that I feel like normally if you, correct me if I'm wrong, if you have some sort of counselling sessions, it would almost be like, this is the beginning of a relationship and I'll speak to you again next week. And she was just like, just ring again if you feel bad again. And I was like, oh, it's kind of like one and done.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's giving me
like... Because as much as I was like, that was just emotional. I also then like came on my period that night that I'd cried at work.
Ooh.
Things going on with the kids. It was, you know, I could see it was just a lot of stuff all came to a head. You know, a bit like the bath. We were just overflowing at that point. But with this counter session, I'm like, are we unpacking the bath? I don't feel like we're really unpacking the bath. You just go in surface level. But did it make me feel better? Yeah, I guess.
Well, that's positive.
So less hot. Is that wholesome? I don't know.
Yeah. I quite like that. Something new as well.
It's a good thing. Yeah. Positive.
The listeners are like, give me the sex story.
Yeah, I've caught
no dating.
Bed sheets, and cake, counselling. You're welcome.
I managed to wear a hole in mine from nothing but me sleeping in it.
No fun stories in your bed.
I use it so much, it's the red bed.
I'm horizontal asleep. Same. No, not really. Doesn't see a lot of action. Hence why the coil rejected me last week's episodes. Even my bed sheets are like, you're not getting lucky in it.
But the new bed sheets may.
Ooh. Maybe.
Right.
Leave that story hook you through for another episode.
What are we talking about this week?
I have a question for you guys, actually. Or maybe not a question, but I saw this article this week and I wanted to kind of know your stance on it. So I'll run you through the article. So basically, there's this guy and girl, they've been together 4 months. In the past, she's had nose job and boob job for reasons I don't think are important. He isn't aware of this, the new guy. He sees a picture of somebody else that's had a boob job and's like, gross, two balloons, a huge turn off. And basically the two of them end up splitting up because he's like, I can't respect a woman that doesn't respect her own body.
So have they split up because she's gone, oh, I have this, or she split up with him because she's like, I can't believe that's your view?
Oh, I can probably have a quick look. The girl was like, oh, so you're turned off by me. The guy didn't believe her at first until she showed him old photos. He soon left after and later texted she led him on by not disclosing her surgeries on the first date.
Is it more that he felt like an absolute idiot that he hadn't known for 4 months? Because obviously he made such a big thing about two balloons, so disgusting, like that. Was it almost a pride thing that he had to follow it through?
Maybe. I can't believe he wouldn't know the difference between false boobs and real boobs.
Yeah, me too. That's why I think what an idiot he is for having such a strong opinion, yet not knowing.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, a nose job, I think, is a bit different. I think she'd had it because she'd had, like, injuries as a child and it'd almost been necessary. But I don't know, maybe because we're girls, you wouldn't necessarily know a guy had had surgery. But would it put you off someone?
No. I don't think so.
Like, if a guy had had surgery.
What's he having?
Yeah, like, give me an example.
I mean, a guy came into work this week. His teeth had obviously been done.
Turkey teeth?
Yep. I think he'd had filler and Botox.
The only thing that potentially puts me off about something like that is because I don't even want to say I'm anti it. It just doesn't come onto my radar. I don't think about it. I would consider myself not very high maintenance. And it would just make me think, is that person almost more what's the word? Do they think about their own looks a lot more than I do? And is that something that is really important to them? And at that point, like, are they going to want to go out on a date with me where I'll wear minimal makeup, or I'm not interested in going to Botox together, or...
Can you imagine a couple's activity?
Yeah, ooh. Or are they judging me for not doing it? That's the only reason why I would think that our mindsets might just be different enough, but that person just wanting to do it personally for them and not being bothered about me, then no, it wouldn't.
Charlotte, I have a question.
Go on.
Would you ever have any sort of alterations? I don't know what you call them, plastic surgery? I don't know.
As it stands, I'd say no, but I equally say never say never. I don't know. I'm at a point in my life. I remember like maybe 4 or 5 years ago, the rise of everyone getting their lips done, everyone having Botox, having filler. And I was like, oh, I wonder what I'd look like if I had my lips done.
Interesting. What stopped you from doing it at that point?
I don't want to look like everybody else. Everybody looks the same. That's not what I look like. And I don't want to say like I'm low maintenance or anything because I'm not. I always have my eyebrows done. I get my eyelashes like lifted and tinted occasionally. Like there's part of me that does really care what my outward appearance looks like. But I don't want to change what I look like. Like I'm quite happy.
So where's
with,
the line drawn then?
I don't know. And this is where I don't know. Like I don't want to start putting things inside me, I guess. Like I don't know what that is. Don't need I know, I realised. I realised I said the wrong thing there, wearing them bed sheets out on my own. I don't know. Like I'm noticing a lot in the last couple of years that I'm aging. Like I'm getting crow's feet. I'm blessed that I don't have lines on my forehead.
You could have had both, like so smooth your forehead.
Just yeah, it doesn't right move a lot.
Do a big smile. Oh yeah, wow.
Don't have 11 lines.
Oh, well, can I add to that? Since you've told me I shouldn't be wearing sunglasses because the sunlight needs to hit my eyes for my skin to react to know it needs to not burn, I feel like I squint all the time. Like these lines in between my eyebrows because I'm always like this in the sun.
Yeah, I can't do
it. And then I got tan lines in them because I'd squinted so bad.
Maybe get a hat?
No, the hats are just as bad. Anything blocking the sunlight.
So... I have the same question to Fern then. Would you have plastic surgery or any sort of alterations?
No.
No.
It's not on my radar. Well, again, like, do we say never say never? But it is not on my radar. I have no interest in it at all. And I think maybe, if, you know, even if we're going back to like when we were teens, I feel like plastic surgery did get a bit of a bad rep. Like people going too far with it. You know, like you had your... Was it Katie Price? Like the over the top.
Yeah.
And then some people were having their lips done, but to the point where they looked like they were going to burst. And that's almost my lasting impression of it.
Yeah.
Again, grew up in a household that looks and makeup and everything like that wasn't really that prevalent. And I don't know. It to me, it was always, I've only ever like considered it from the negative side, I guess. So.
Okay. Larissa, would you?
No. Well, I guess... this sounds really big-headed. I don't think there's anything that I dislike enough to want to do it. And I feel like I am so risk-averse. That would be what would scare me more than anything. Like, I don't know what these things are. Like, I'm even scared of, I've never had my eyelashes curled, tinted. I'm scared of something going near my eye. Like, I just don't want to mess around with it. And I remember going to like, you know, when you used to go to the makeup counter and they'd like get them to put on stuff. And my mum put the fear of God into us and was like, don't let them use the same sticks because you'll get cold sores and eye bits and blah, blah. And I was like, my God. So even that is like a lot.
I remember reading in like girl magazines, like don't share mascara with your friends. Yeah. If you're going to do anything, don't share that.
I don't think, I mean, I think mine's more from a like being scared, but also not, I mean, like it sounds so like big headed. I just don't feel like I need to.
I agree.
Yeah. I think that's where mine comes from. It's not that I'm like so unhappy, but don't want to do anything to change it. I'm just, it doesn't bother me. It doesn't become part of my everyday thoughts that I look at myself in the mirror and really like dissect my face. Funnily enough, I'm a bit weird about grey hairs.
I was going to ask about grey.
Go on.
Because I was saying, like, I'm noticing I'm starting to age. I am getting grey hairs. They are few and far between. As it stands, I feel okay with them. My mum, since COVID, has gone grey. Like, she's let herself go grey. She still feels very insecure about it. I love it on her.
I think your mum looks great.
Yeah, so do I.
Same. I love it. And I'm like, oh, you should age gracefully. Like, it's not your hair that's aging you. Like, it's the way you carry yourself, like what you wear. It's not your hair.
Oh, it's like how active you are. It's all of those things. It's like, do you still go out? Do you run around after the grandkids? Are you on the floor playing with them? Or are you sat in the chair watching them? Like, no, she's on the floor playing with them.
Yeah. And it's just, and I'm like, no, I'm going to age, I say gracefully. What even does that mean? The hairdresser tries to be so nice and she's like, no, you've not got any. And I'm like, stop lying. I can see them. But like what that looks like in 5 to 10 years time, I don't know. I almost can't be arsed with the maintenance of it.
Oh, what, of dyeing your hair?
Like dyeing my hair, yeah.
I've still never dyed my hair.
Wow.
Neither have I.
Like when I say low maintenance, yeah, I don't get manicures, pedicures. I don't do my brows. I don't do my lashes. I don't dye my hair.
I've never dyed my hair either.
Wow.
I've got virgin hair, Finn.
Oh, I know.
Wow.
Equally, I've not really gone grey yet. Now, looking at my mum, I'm hoping I follow her path. Barely any greys. Like, she doesn't dye hair anymore.
No.
She's not dyed her hair in years.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah. I still feel like you can almost count them. Like, you can't anymore. But, you know, like, where you can see which ones are grey and which ones are not. But then over the summer, I'm now deciding that it was that I'd gone really blonde at the front, which does happen. But I was like, are they blonde? Are they grey? And I was freaking out a little bit.
I found I convinced myself it was blonde from the sun for a long time.
But it was just at these bits at the front.
Apparently we need to really worry when we find them in our pubes. That's when you really know you're getting old, the grey ones.
Who told you that?
I don't want to disclose.
So if we decided that no one would do anything about it, if they go, let's say in the next 6 months, half a head is grey, are we just rocking it? Or are we?
Yeah, I'm rocking it.
Oh, for now, yeah.
Amazing. I think for now.
Grey is one of those where I'm willing to sort of let it be and see how I feel. And if I then choose to do something about it, that doesn't scare me. If I start to get wrinkles, and I probably already have, you were looking at me like, stop.
You prove.
I then started looking at your skin being like, Finn doesn't have a lot of wrinkles.
No, you don't. I think I, out of everyone, I'm the most lined.
No.
Like, no. But if you do the line, if you make the lines, yeah. I feel like my kids could come in and make the lines.
For me, I know the biggest thing with wrinkles on my face is how little sleep I've had, what I've eaten, and how hydrated I am.
I was like, going to say the water.
The hydration is.
It makes a huge difference.
The key.
If I was then to start to really consider, oh, I'm not happy, I feel like I'm suddenly really wrinkly, still I don't think I would then go for Botox or something. It's that thing of putting something in my body. I've just, you know, going back to maybe a few episodes ago where I was saying like I've made some really positive changes, considering a lot of what I eat and putting my body that way, why would I now just start injecting myself with something? And no judgment on people that choose to. No. It's just me and my journey I'm on, that doesn't really come into it.
Also, I'd rather go on holiday with the money. I don't know how much it costs, but like, I'd rather go on holiday.
So yeah. A question on that then, how would you feel if someone used their platform to advocate a clean lifestyle and a toxic free lifestyle, but it actually turns out that they were injecting themselves with Botox and fillers?
Just a bit of a fraud, aren't you? But people make a living somehow.
Did you not remember there was that like reel going round that was viral where it was like, oh, won't eat this, I will only eat organic food, won't drink, won't do this, but I'm just on my way to get Botox. And it was like a big thing. Like, I do think it's a bit, is it hypocritical? Like, I guess your line in the sand is yours. And if,
it's depending on whether you're selling something to people. Are you selling a product? You know, buy all this from me because this is the life I lead and how amazing is it? And my skin looks like this because I eat this I take this supplement.
Yeah.
And actually it looks like that because you're...
It's 5 mL Botox injected my head, yeah.
That feels a lot worse because you are actively...
It's fraud.
It's fraudulent, isn't it? That though those claims you're making are fraudulent. That's... crossing a line. But if you are just telling people it's good to eat clean and then on the secret getting Botox, so what? It is good to eat clean.
Yeah, it is.
So an extension of this question, which I think is less extreme, how do both of you guys feel about makeup?
I just can't be asked.
I don't wear it.
Reasons for not wearing it?
I feel comfortable enough in how I look to not need to, But I will caveat it that I always say I'm high maintenance to be low maintenance, is that I look after my skin. I have a routine morning and night that I would never miss. I do have my eyebrows done. They're waxed and tinted.
They look great.
On point.
Yeah.
I don't want to say like perfect. They always look tidy. And I do try and perm and tint my eyelashes.
Toes are always painted.
Oh, they always look so have a good pedicure. That's every 5 weeks without fail. Always has been. Always used to like go for a wax every 6 weeks without fail until I had laser hair removal. Like there's things I do to make my day, the waking up in the morning, that it looks like I brush my teeth, splash water on my face, put moisturizer on and go. But I always wash my hair every other day. It's always blown. I would never leave it to just do its own thing. I'd never go like a third day, especially if I've got work or somewhere to be.
Oh, I just get the clip out.
Oh, me too.
I was going to say.
Claw clip.
Slick it back. Goes.
Fern, if you had more time, because I know you said you couldn't be asked, or I don't know if that's what you said.
That was what
yeah,
I said.
Can't be asked to wear makeup. Yeah. If you had, let's say you had an extra half an hour in the morning or whatever, would you be like, is it a time thing or are you just genuinely nope. It's not on your radar?
I was going to say, could just you get up earlier? You could.
No. I have time. Like, I'm just not bothered. It's expensive. I probably don't know how to put it on that well either. Like, I used to always put mascara on. That was my one thing. I would always put mascara on. And then it got to a point where I'd be forgetting to take it off as I go to the gym. And I'd be like halfway through a session of like sweating, wiping it. It's all over my face. And I'm like, well, I just won't wear it on days then if I'm going to the gym later. Yeah. And then that became, oh, why am I just putting it on a Thursday? Like, that's weird.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you
that
wear
is weird. Yeah.
Larissa, do you wear makeup every day?
Yes. So if I'm at home, like it's never like a, if I'm at home locally, like in the park or, you know, outside, don't care. And I do see people and I think, God, they must think I look rough. I always put on concealer under my eyes and I always put on bronzer. Those are like my two deal breakers. I've never worn foundation. I think that's the thing with like our girl group. We've never been makeup people.
We say that. I don't know. Like, I trained to be a makeup artist. Like, I forget that was even...
But you don't cake it on, ever?
No. I had really bad acne at one point. Like, I think sometimes it gets forgotten. And I would have worn foundation for that. And, like, I remember wearing quite heavy coverage. But, no, maybe we're not, like, makeup people. When I look back at nights out of us, we were a bit of dazzle dust, weren't we?
Green sparkles is yeah. Was my go-to.
You know.
Yeah.
But no, maybe we weren't makeup girlies. Or for me, definitely when I trained in makeup, I would have it on, but it would be for me to look natural.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. Maybe from having really bad skin and now it being good, that I'm like, let's let it be out.
Yeah. And maybe like almost on the opposite side, I never really suffered, you know, I'm more like I've got eczema, so I never really had like the oily skin. I was never really had the acne problem and therefore never really turned to it for a solution. Like it was just not something that I then had to learn how to use, and because I never did it then, you know, don't get me wrong, I'll put some makeup on if I'm going out, but how often do I go out? And like now what I consider going out, I'm like, no, I don't need makeup on for that. That's not out enough.
No.
So here's another question, as the single ladies, if you were going on a date, dating, do you wear makeup on a date?
Okay, so
if you went on a date, Fern, would you put?
Is this if I went on a date or dates I have been on?
No, this is tomorrow, you're going on a date.
Yeah, I'd put makeup on.
Okay, so why?
I guess at that point, is it putting on a little mask? Is it, I don't know, it's like there's a
or
lot of...
Or is it just enhancing your natural beauty?
When I say I'd put makeup on, I would go back to my bare minimum that used to be my bare minimum. I'm not putting on a full face. I'm not putting on lashes. You know, we're talking, I will put on some mascara. I would do minimal. But yes, I would probably put some on. I think just to make it feel different to me. Like when I say I put it on when I'm going out, that's to make me feel different, I think. It's definitely for me.
So, but it's an interesting one. It's like, it does give you a sense of confidence maybe. And it's like, well, why is that? Is that because we think we look more, you know, enticing to others? Or also maybe that I would want them to think I've made an effort. Like it,
you know, when I'm picking the clothes out my wardrobe, am I picking out my leggings or am I like, jeans and a nice top can come out today? Oh,
apparently jeans and a nice top it's is back.
When did it go away?
Yeah, maybe.
But equally, I haven't been on a date in well over a year.
It's a hypothetical, but yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah.
And Charlotte, would you wear makeup on a first date?
I haven't in the past.
Oh, okay.
So I guess it would depend on the nature.
Have you been on any dates recently?
Yeah, but can I get back to the makeup point? Because that's
started.
That's
what we want to know, the dates you have and the dates you haven't.
So as it stands now, the only time I ever wear makeup is if I go salsa dancing.
Again, why?
Because it's, as much as I love dancing and the community, there is an element of what you look like, it feels like, to me.
Do you mean to get picked for dancing, to get asked to dance?
So,
stop it!
So, okay, if...
I thought you meant more like, you know, like you see Strictly and its sequins, you want to get in the vibe, not to be... That's awful. No,
yeah, and this is the one thing I don't like about the dance community. I don't know if it's just in Manchester or the communities I've been part of. Like, I'm now shifting to a more middle-aged, older community where I'm the younger one.
Hot commodity.
You know. It's not
and
easy being me.
Everyone else is with zimmers and sticks.
Twirl me around, I'm still young.
While I think they can't see my hairy legs, it feels fabulous. Like, that, as it stands, that's the only place I'll really wear it, which I have started wearing a lot less. Only because, like you say, Finn, I can't be bothered. Like, my sister bought me a foundation, will be nearly two Christmases ago. It's still going. Yeah. The mascara I put on the other week is like crumbling. I think I need new. You know?
They say you're going to throw it away, aren't you?
I decided last time I was in Boots to ask if they've got free samples, because then that's
right size. Yeah, that's all
I need. Yeah. So as it stands, that's probably the only place I wear makeup. I think last time I went out dancing, I didn't put any on. I felt fine. It doesn't necessarily give me a confidence. Sometimes when I'm dancing and I'm sweaty, I feel more self-conscious that like it's sliding.
Yeah.
But to answer your question about a first date, last date I went on, I didn't put any makeup on. And I don't know if this is because we went for a walk.
It was a nature date.
Nature. It was a funny one because Fern's like, what are you going to wear? And I was like, well, I'm going for a walk, so I'm putting my walking trousers on, my boots.
She's sexy.
A t-shirt.
You did go jazzy with a t-shirt, tie-dye.
I went tie-dye t-shirt, ooh. You know.
Do your walking trousers zip off?
No, not that cool.
Because mine do.
What need would you have for that, Larissa?
Just take the little trousers off. I do like the way my skin looks nowadays. I want it to almost like shine through. Yeah. Might not have this forever. I think it changed for me in Canada. I found this dermatologist, started reading online, my skin changed overnight, I started using different products. Ooh. My makeup bag got stolen out of my locker at work and I was in a position where I couldn't buy it. Like, it didn't exist, like Amazon didn't exist, like shipping in Canada didn't exist like that. And I was like, I guess I'm not wearing makeup. And since then, it's just not been part of my daily routine. Nice. People at work have never seen me in it. I look fucking mint every day, in my opinion, but that's fine.
That is an extension to like that question. If you had a full face on, then people were raving and were like, you look phenomenal, you look so beautiful.
I would say,
how do you feel about that?
I would just be like, thanks.
What I would say though as well, and I think we all had this at school because we weren't makeup wearers, is that I think it is quite nice that people then comment because you look different. And I quite liked that. People are like, oh, you are a girl. Because I look like some sort of Tudor man. What? Yeah, like that kind of pale Tudor. Like all I needed was a ruff. And I'd like...
I'm thinking prize giving. But saying that, like, so your non-negotiables are mascara, concealer,
concealer
and bronzer. So where is the next step for you? Like, what condones more makeup for you to go out then? So if that's your daily.
An occasion. So it'd have to be like...
A date with your husband? No. No.
So this is another funny thing. So when I met my husband at university, I think I was having a kind of, it's not a midlife crisis, you're 18, you're trying to fit into a new group of friends, like you follow trends that aren't necessarily your trends, but you're trying to fit in.
Yeah.
what's it, is it the waterline? When you draw in your waterline?
Oh, that was very of the time.
Yeah.
That was very 2010.
My eyeliner.
Yeah, but black eyeliner but and in waterline. The,
yeah. Eyeshadow, mascara. Like it. I look back at pictures like, ooh, she's a touch drag.
I definitely think it was. We were of the time where it was like eyebrows were becoming a thing. Like when we were young, they weren't, but I feel like they became a thing of we draw our eyebrows on.
I feel like you guys are looking at me like you have never done that.
No. I'd say, actually, no, that now when I go out, that's part of one of the things that I will do. I will.
What, draw them in?
Roughly. I will add a few extra.
Yes. I would say, I remember so vividly at school, a fun eyebrow story. We must have been in year 11. I came in the morning and you were sat like head down with like your hand over your eyebrows. And I was like, what's happened? You're like, it's really bad. I was like, what's happened? And you're like, I've overplucked. I was like, have you? And you're like, no, it's really bad. But it was the fact that you'd like really like bigged it up and then you took your hand away. And I was like, oh shit, she's really overplugged my cunt. I was like, oh, they're fine. But it was like the distance you'd gone.
Oh, I'd gone what?
Yes. Yes. You'd gone like.
Did like, the opposite of the monobrow.
Yes.
Really tried to avoid the monobrow. Yes. So I don't remember this at
yes.
all.
Yes. And I was like, it's okay. Well, and very fine at the ends.
Well, this is why I sometimes, if I'm then going out and putting more makeup on, that will be one of the things I do because I do have a little bald patch on my left eyebrow.
Oh. Mm. Maybe we were, yeah.
Really can't see it.
No, would never know it was there.
Oh, tiny.
Yeah, but that's the bit where I just like fill that in and like then just put a bit of extra through.
Do you think that's because of what you did when you were younger, plucking them or?
Oh, probably. Yeah.
I never touched mine myself. Like my mum, maybe that's where it comes from. My mum always had a pedicure. We had the lady come to the house. She gave my mum a pedicure. I don't remember her touching her eyebrows. I'm from a very open house. I would have been in my mum and dad's bedroom in the mornings as they were getting ready. I remember wanting mine done and she's like, yeah, well, I'll take you and you can have them waxed and Joanne, I'll do that for you. You don't do that. I remember wanting to shave my legs and she was like, no. You get them waxed and that's what happens. And I was like, but that'll be painful. And she's like, well, that's your option. And I mean, wow. I'm glad now, but...
So that has started a new chapter.
Go on.
Body hair. So you mentioned that you wax.
Dun, dun, dun.
I know. And now you've lasered.
Yeah, I'd waxed from being year 9 at school. So I was quite late to the game.
Were your legs hairy?
Probably. Yeah, I remember having a big row with my mum on the way to pick my sister up. I was like, I want to shave my legs. She's like, no. I was like, everyone shaves their legs.
Well, can I jump in at that point? Why didn't you do it? Because... I didn't ask my mum, she didn't buy me a razor. I just used a razor and shaved my legs.
Because your dad's probably thinking, why?
It wasn't like a whole thing, we went out and bought it, or like I just shaved my legs. I just picked up a razor one day and was like, here we go.
How did you, I don't know, because I was shaving my armpits at this point.
So if you had access, I'd be like, ooh.
I don't know, because I'd never seen my mum do it. She'd always had her legs waxed. Like, I didn't know. I remember the first time shaving my legs, I fucking cut from my ankle to my knee. One big...
Didn't everyone?
And I was like, wow, no, this can't happen. And the blood in the shower.
I was going to say, it's the blood in the shower gel. Not the shower gel, the shave cream. Just like streaks of blood coming down and then it stings.
To the point that the first time I really fully shaved my own legs and anything else was the first time I went for laser and it took way too long.
Oh.
Traumatic.
I'm going to say, Fern, what is your... So you're lasered.
Me and Charlotte both went and had laser at the same time. Like we signed up. Where were we? In the Trafford Centre?
Yeah, I heard this ad on the radio. Yeah, we'll do like, you can have your underarms done. It works out £7 a session. I'm like, mate, it's cheap and getting a wax.
Yeah.
Let's see how it goes.
So we went along. I got full leg bikini. And bikini is your choice of bikini. So you can have like as much or as little as you want.
My whole vagina, please.
Well, including all the way around the back as well. You can have full, like, Hollywood. Oh,
it would hit your perineum. Or your gooch. If you so want, Larissa.
So I opted for full leg, bikini, underarm. and then little strip from belly
your landing
button.
Strip.
My landing strip, yeah. Because
is that called a landing strip?
No, your landing strip is if you've got like
I just a Brazilian.
Okay, I don't know what
your
it's called.
Snail trail.
Your snail trail is okay. Up to your belly button. I never thought I had any of that, but it's just because I've got a belly and I never look.
Well, yeah, I went a bit ham with a razor when I was younger, didn't I? So I have like shaved. My mum was like, do not shave above your knee. I'm there like all the way up. Ooh. And then like, you know, probably a few little hairs in my belly. So I'm like, shave them off. So, yeah. You know, I can't bother shaving. So I was in this predicament and I was like, laser sounds great. I'd got to a point, I think, where I was having regular waxes, but the regrowth's horrible for me. Like, you know, I felt like I only got a couple of weeks out of that, but then you have to wait for it to grow back to be able to have a wax again. Yeah, had laser. Was it like 10 sessions we had?
Yeah, I think so. Something like that.
10 sessions.
Has it grown back?
I go to the gym, has a swimming pool, has like a sauna. I wear a swimming costume.
And I've got a full bush.
Well, maybe yeah, half a bush.
I've got spiders coming out the sides
yeah,
of my...
but I feel because like they're now few and far between, like if you were to look at my legs you could see that there are hairs on them, and actually there's certain places like so around my knees that it doesn't take well on like
yeah
certain parts.
Same, my knees look like they've so, got their own little mustaches.
Yeah. Oh, just so that you mean the laser doesn't take on certain.
So the laser doesn't take that well there, like maybe a little bit more around the ankles, whereas then like in between there's the odd hair, but they're wow. quite weak as well, like I can literally just pull them out, so amazing. They're not anchored in too well. Underarm, hit and miss. I still now wax them. There's a lot less, but I do still wax those, but I do that at home. Bikini. So if you're talking like, say if you were just getting a bikini, what's it called? Like just the edges.
The crease.
Yeah,
it's
a crease. Yeah, like if you're just your standard bikini wax, that's, I want to say acceptable. I sometimes look and think, I'm pushing that.
I just don't look, then you don't know.
Yeah, well, that's how I almost found like, someone would have to be very close to see, essentially.
Okay, so... if you were seeing someone, would it make you do something about it?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh,
so
interesting.
That's okay. That's where you're at.
Yeah.
You're in a relationship, Larissa. How does it feel for you?
I mean, I'd say we're rocking the 70s bush. She's an afro and she's proud.
That's fine.
No, in all honesty, I think I feel sexier with no hair.
Absolutely nothing down
oh,
there.
Oh, no, like
okay.
A touch.
We're going to leave.
We're talking a touch.
We're not, yeah, okay.
I'd say what's really hard is I feel like I can't keep on top of it. And I haven't had the, like I've waxed and like regrowth ingrown hairs. But ultimately, I feel like it's a really bad thing to say. We're at a comfort level in a relationship where I don't care.
Would you for a special occasion?
No.
Absolutely not.
No, but I feel like that's because...
So what is the thing for you? So if I say, oh, let's go on holiday tomorrow...
I'd be booking in a wax.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Mike can see it, the rest of the world cannot.
So sorry, Mike. Okay.
He loves you regardless, he said on the wedding day.
He
through
did,
richer,
yeah.
Through poorer, through hairier.
Bush or no bush. But it's a weird one, isn't it? Because I feel really uncomfortable with randoms, even you guys. Like the other day when we were filming for
Instagram reels.
Yeah. And you guys were changing and were like quite happy. And I was like, oh my God, I've not shaved my legs. I was like, please don't look, please don't look. And I was so conscious. And I was like, this is pathetic. I've had two babies. Like, you shouldn't be bothered about hairy, but I was.
I wouldn't have even noticed it.
No.
I know when I made a big deal of that, like I was like, I shouldn't have said, and I'm saying that and everyone wants to look. It's like that thing. It's
let me see.
Yeah. It's like a car crash. Don't look, but you're looking. So would you for a date, Charlotte?
I feel like you've been on dates recently. So have you recently?
No. So, okay. Previous to date was seeing someone casually. I didn't do anything for that. It came out of the blue one night after a few drinks, so I was a bit like, oh, this is happening.
Can't now be like, give me a day.
No, didn't do anything. Like, to the point that I was going on holiday and had my legs waxed and my bikini waxed and felt like I had to almost be like, this is not the norm, just so we know.
This just is manage not- expectations. This yeah. is not for you. This is for my holiday.
Like, I remember him being like, oh, your legs are really smooth. And I was like, for a wax for the first time in 12 months. He's like, oh right, do you not normally do it? I'm like, haven't seemed to stop you so far, so. Most recent guy, no. It was probably tidier because I'd had a wax since the beginning of summer, but...
I love it. You're holding a lot onto this wax. So like, I had a wax 6 months ago, so it's probably fine.
I mean, that's because of the laser. Like, it's few and far between. It's not... Probably if I went and had a look properly. Like, I've waxed my underarms in between. Legs, they get the once over at the start of summer.
So how would you feel if you went on said date, hadn't done anything regarding hair removal, and someone was really transparent with you and was just like, I'm really sorry, I don't like... hair, like pubic hair, like,
we is not meant to be no, together
because yeah. I'm not doing anything about that, like, no,
you is not for me, I is not for you.
But here's something in a world where a lot of guys are doing different things, if you were with someone and like they'd done like a lot of tidying and like were waxed down there, would you not be like, what the fuck? I would be more like, where the fuck is everything? Like, what's going on? Like, I would be more freaked out that they'd been for a back wax and sacks or whatever it is. No.
I was like, where is it all? No, my only experience with that would be my ex-husband.
This is brand new information. I don't think I knew this.
No, just I think he just also found a razor once and went a bit wild with it. No. But honestly, it's just the regrowth. Man, it's just spiky after like a day. And that was just horrible.
Did you prefer it?
No.
Oh, okay.
I think it's weird, I think, if guys do it. I think.
I always think, like, whatever makes you feel comfortable, great, but I don't need it. I'm not asking for that whatsoever. Don't do it because you... But then you asked me, would I do it on a date? And I'm like, yeah, so am I doing it, assuming it's what someone else likes?
Mm. Mm. If they're going to say something, I'm going to be like, bye. Do you know what my house mum said to... No, that sounds weird. When I lived in a ski resort in Australia, we all, like, lived in, like, staff accommodation, there was a house mum, and I'll never forget one night at the pub, we must have been talking about this or something, she's like, boys would always rather sleep with a real life girl, so don't be that worried about what's going on, like, with that sort of thing. And I was like, okay,
I think we're more accepting of ourselves, which is, I think, a nice place to be. Just accepting who we are, how we are,
yeah,
and living our lives in
bush
that way.
Bush or no bush.
Depends on what day it is.
We want nothing but hair on the top of our heads. Oh,
and on God. The top of the guys' heads. Come on. Yeah.
Your ex-husband was bald. Maybe that's
I know. That's why I need a change.
Oh, gosh.
Anyway, what a wild trip that took from one BuzzFeed article I read about breast implants.
Well, I've enjoyed that.
There you go. Are we ending on good shit only?
We've got some from our listeners. I didn't have to listen to See It Unstoppable to survive work yesterday.
I love that. That is my go-to hype-up song on the week.
It is a tune.
Like, is that the one, Portia, with no breaks?
Yeah. Oh, I do a spin class and at the very... She does it for the last song, turns all the lights off and you just like...
Just go
sing
for it.
Along and you just pedal your little heart out.
I love it. That is one of my great go-to songs.
But I am glad for you that you did not have to do it. I don't know if work's that enjoyable for you then. That's...
No. Oh, I've got a good one. Got home from work the other night. I'm not going to say the sun was shining. Pulled straight up in the house, got the vacuum out and vacuumed out the car, cleaned out the inside of the car. It sounds like such a shit job to do. Nailed it.
Oh, nice.
Go me.
And then the next day when you get in your car, you're like, oh,
look at me. And now I won't eat in the car because I'm like, no crummies.
No rule for me.
No crummies. Go on.
I had a nice little moment. On a Tuesday, I dropped the girls off at school and we got to the door. We were a little bit late. There was like temporary traffic lights and an elder kid panicked and she ran as soon as we pulled up in the car. Yeah. So I walked the smaller one to the door. And so there was no one else there. Normally there's a big group of kids, but it was just her going in literally as this bell was about to go. And she just turned to the head teacher that was still at the door and she just went, good morning, like really clear and really loud. And I was just like, I would have scuttled in as a kid past that head teacher. Oh. And I just was so proud of her. Like she turned to like look him in the eyes and and greeted him. And I was like,
yes.
But he didn't greet her. She greeted him. He had almost like not acknowledged her. So she was like, yeah, she was like, excuse me.
Main character energy.
Give me a wave.
Look at me.
I was proud of it. It was a real proud parent moment where I just went, oh, your own little person, you.
Fair play.
Loved it.
Larissa?
I've got my gallbladder surgery scheduled.
Feeling good about
Well, not feeling good about it, but I just feel like we've got to the point where she's coming out.
It's happening.
She's coming out.
I want the world to
booking my cream tea, guys, because this bad boy is gone.
I was going to say, how long do you have to wait? Oh, is it a process after?
I spoke to the surgeon. I was like, when come up? Can I be back to normal? He said, well, you can be, but he said, you'll have the shits. You know, like your liver's got to be able to process the fats. He said, it might be a transition period. Yeah. But he said, you can live your life as normal.
Nice. Gonna live my life.
Yeah. So we need to get some more recording in before Larissa has her surgery.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah. Boom, boom, boom. Peace out, guys, for another week.
Bye.
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 Don't forget to follow, like, subscribe, hit the bell, do all the things.
Bye.